into her own. Written and read by Opal Song. Fandom, the sleuth of the Ming Dynasty. Yu Shulian thought, a year ago, back when her family was alive and her father was powerful and seditious, that what she wanted was a strong, handsome man to sweep her off her feet and marry her. Now, a year later, her family is dead because her best friend didn't take no as an answer to his affections well, and her father died before that because of said sedition. A year later, and she is, in fact, married. Has been for a while now. She hadn't wanted to leave her only remaining brother, even if he was a monk, but she could not stay in the city alone. Sui Zhou, the man of her dreams, or so she thought at the time, offered not to break the marriage contract. A contract, she realized, was a belated reward from the Empress Dowager for her family helping slander the noble consort. She felt dirty accepting because of that, but he didn't care. His partner, the man she originally thought was him, whom she had attacked, also did not care. Well, that was an overstatement. Tong Fan did not care about the political implications. He did care that his Sui Zhou was marrying another. Their entire situation confused Yu Shulian at the start. Why was a tenant so protective and jealous over his landlord? She returned from the temple one day and had a flash of clarity. The two of them were seated around the table, Dong Ar between them, laughing and eating. It was intimate. She wasn't supposed to be home so soon. It was okay they hadn't waited. They were a family. She was the interloper. But Dong Ar caught sight of her and led her to the table. Tong Fan still sat too close to Sui Zhou, but she understood. He was the first wife. She was the second. It took her a while to come to terms with that. When she did, she found she liked the idea. All the stability of a family and marriage with none of the required feelings and intimacy. She found herself wary of feelings and intimacy right now. She told them. They listened. It turned out that being friends with Tong Fan and Sui Zhou was much better than being romantically involved. Tong Fan let her read his drafts and help him come up with new storylines for his novels. Sui Zhou sparred with her, something no one had done since her father had died. The wedding was large and extravagant. She was the happiest bride, knowing Tong Fan was waiting in her husband's bed and that she would be able to sleep soundly that night. Future secured. Then she finally met Duarla and found out that maybe what she wanted wasn't a strong, classically handsome man, but a woman who could speak her mind and beat Yu Shulian in a spar and wring pleasure from her body that Yu Shulian hadn't thought possible. The end.